episode of The Wavewire. My name is James, and joined by Tim, I always am. Tim, how are you going? James, you just confused me. You've said it like that for the last 50 shows, and now you
changed it up a little bit.
I don't like it.
It's a little running joke. It's going to be changing every week.
We are The Wavewire, James. I'm Tim, you are James, as you just said. And
thanks for that. In case anyone forgot in those last 20 seconds.
Just in case they were wondering. We've got a big playoff show to come again because, you know, guess what, James? Playoffs are on.
Are they?
Haven't you heard?
Didn't know.
Playoffs are on.
Not that our last two podcasts have been about playoffs.
No, they have not. But typically we're going to go... we have to go through the DFS, the Daily Fantasy, because, well, there's no real classic fantasy going on, is there?
No, there isn't. There's no
season long, is there? No. Because there's no more season.
But we've looked at... we've looked at some matchups here, Tim, and we've found the ones with the biggest disparities between, you know, home and away production. So we're gonna highlight these facts, and you know, the series can really change once a team goes, you know, back to their home court or where they go away after having home court. So we'll be discussing that around a couple of series today, Tim.
Just for our Dash listeners, if you have any queries with what we've been saying, check us out on Twitter at @thewaverwire1.
You can send us an email as well. I don't know where you're gonna email us, but
we haven't got an email address.
Do it anyway. Send us an email.
If you hate what James has to say, make sure you hit him up on Twitter.
No, just DM us on Twitter if you have any questions. We'll answer them throughout the show.
If you have hate about James, DM us on Twitter. Trust me. No. If you're sick of his rocket slander, his rocket's praise, sorry, my rocket slander, if you're an OKC fan, hit him up.
Just wait till next season and we can start talking about the Nuggets again, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Tim, let's kick it off. We'll kick it. We're not going to go to, you know, we're not going to start off 1-8 and go 2-7 because that series is done. Cleveland came back from 26 points down against Indiana. Look, that's
game 7. Miles Turner's dunk. Oh my word!
But Tim, you know that's, you know what that is? That's one of those demoralizing losses. You're up by 26 in the third quarter, and you know you think you're home and hosed. And for LeBron to just do what he's done and get the win for the Cavs, I think that series is finished.
Well, the thing that I can take, probably the most important thing that we can take from the Cavs Indiana series, is that Tristan Thompson should break up with Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. It was the top comment on Bleacher Report after
that. That was probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Watching that dunk and then just straight underneath, that's why you break up with Khloe.
Well, it's the Kardashian curse, Tim. James Harden didn't make an All-NBA team when he was dating Khloe, so that season was a write-off.
Wasn't that his supposed MVP season? Yeah,
no, that was the year after, the in-between. But he still had a good year, it's just people didn't like him. The Kardashian curse.
The Kardashian curse. James, okay, I know you've got all your stats ready. Let's talk about Wizards Atlanta
We'll talk about Wizards Atlanta. So, there's a pretty big differential here. So, Washington have won 2 away games already. And they're going at home. Look, I think this will be pretty elementary when you're looking at the stats. So, Atlanta has a pretty big differential here, Tim. Score 106 points per game at home, Tim. That resulted in 23 wins and 18 losses for the season. Then when we go away, this is just basic scoring. They only average 100 points per game on the road.
Six points are only differential.
And they lost 21 games and won 20 on the road. So
that's not bad, though.
Yeah, but for a team, what did they finish? They finished fifth.
Yeah, what are you trying to say now? No, but seriously, 21 and 20 is actually not a bad record away. But Atlanta have always been a good regular season team. That's what's already worrying, the fact.
But that was the differential there between the series. So Washington smacked him in the first two home games. So now Atlanta go home. And they've got this behind them. So at home, they shoot 35% from three, which is better than the 33% they shoot on the road.
Yeah, they shoot well from three.
They average 25 assists per game at home. They average 9 steals. And everything else is pretty similar across the board. But they shoot it like 1% better. I think Atlanta at home could... You know, we talked about this at our playoff preview, Tim. We think rebounding is the key to this series. And we talked about how Bradley Beal and John Wall are going to have to carry the scoring load. So they got their key for when they go home. They got to shoot better because they were just, you know...
They were putrid.
Yeah. Dennis Schroeder can't do everything. Kent Bazemore's got to do something off the bloody bench. They paid that boy $70 million to do absolutely nothing.
James, we'll have this argument. Tell me how big... I don't think you want to be on either side of this. We're both going to be on the bad... Nah, actually, you know what? I'll go on the...
Play devil's advocate.
He's good. Oh. Tell me why he's bad.
Who am I telling you why he's bad?
Kent Bazemore.
He got paid $70 million to do absolutely fuck all, Tim.
Take away the wage. Why is he bad?
So, Tim, he's averaging less rebounds than last year, less points than last year, 0.1 more assists, the same amount of blocks, same amount of steals, same amount of turnovers, same amount of fouls, shooting a worse percentage from the free throw line, shooting a worse percentage from the field in general, and shooting a worse three-point percentage. Is that the boy you paid $70 million? So, the
Jake, thing I said take the wage out of it.
Sorry, I can't. I just...
Alright, you put the wage in.
Okay. He's averaging 11 points off the bench in 27 minutes. Now, that's not... That's not bad. Like, for... He's not like a Tim Hardaway type, is he? That just comes on and scores. No, he's meant to play defense too. So, that's not bad. But the thing is, when you look at it, he just hasn't been getting it done. He's averaging... He's meant to be one of those hard, in-your-face, small... He's been playing small forward this season. He's averaging 2 rebounds, Tim.
Rebounds. Why do you need a rebound if you've got Dwight or Paul Millsap?
Because he's meant to be playing hard.
Yeah. Playing hard doesn't mean he's not going to get rebounds. Well,
that's... Rebounds show up there.
James, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you why he's good now. If you look at his defensive box plus minus, James, a very interesting statistic. It's 1.2.
Yeah, but it's gone down from the year before.
Well, he's playing less minutes.
What? One less minute a game.
And if you look, James, there are... Atlanta won less games this season than they did last year. A hell of a lot less.
And he has a player efficiency rating of 11, which is 3.5 points below league average.
Not everyone's can be 36, James.
No, 15 is the league average.
Yeah, but not everyone's can be
36. True shooting percentage of 50%. League average is 55%. Well, I haven't... Everything is below league average. Defensive rebounding percentage of 10. He was a decent rebound. He was averaging 5 rebounds a game last season.
Well, have a look at it this way. Who would you rather have? Out of the same people who are on the same salary. Evan Turner, Alan Crabb, or Kent Bazemore?
Eric Gordon.
I didn't ask you that. I said Kent Bazemore, Alan Crabb, or Evan Turner. Who has the worst contract there?
Evan Turner probably has the worst contract.
Yeah, so Bazemore's playing less minutes. He's playing in a worse team, let's be honest. And he's playing in a new team. Because they didn't have Dwight Howard last year. They had Al Horford, and they changed their game a lot. Dwight's taken a lot of rebounds that were available last year. Because, as we know, Al Horford, very allergic to rebounding.
Yeah.
So, he's had to find a new way to play his game. And he's struggled with injury as well this year. Come off a bench a lot more than he did last year. They signed him for his potential. He's still young. He's still got time.
Yeah, well, I think... Yeah, he started 64 games this year, Tim. Out of, 73. So, he only missed 9 games.
No. He started off the bench 9 games.
Game started.
Yeah.
64.
Yeah, but he played 73.
Yeah.
That's not missed. So that means he started off the bench.
73 games, 82, 9.
Yeah. Same as how many he started off the bench. He started 9 games on the bench.
I don't think you understand.
Yeah, no, I understand. He missed 9 games through injury. But he also struggled with injuries. He didn't play many games, like 4 minutes. He was in a minutes restriction for a long time.
Okay. I see what you're trying to say. Anyway. I'm sick
don't.
Of talking.
Obviously, you don't.
I'm sick of talking about Kent Bazemore because I don't like him. But and also, just thank God he turned it in the Rockets. That was lit. But this is why I think, for DFS purposes, we're looking at Tim Hardaway to score when they go back home. So in the first matchup, he took 11 field goals, and that was the third highest on the team behind Millsap and Dwight Howard. In the second matchup, he took 14 field goals, which was equal with Millsap. So that's the trend. I think he's going to be the third scoring option behind Dwight. You know, Dwight's field goals come from
putbacks
and alley-oops. It's not like he's creating his own offense. But Tim Hardaway is probably the second, you know, shot creator behind, like, there's like Schroeder and Millsap. But he can, you know, he's their main three-point shooter at this point because that's something they've really struggled with this year.
Honestly, I think Mike Budenholzer was making a mistake only playing Tabo Cephalosha 4 minutes.
He can shoot threes and he's a very good defender.
I wouldn't say Cephalosha can shoot threes. He shoots about 34%, which isn't fantastic.
But he's a much better defender than, say, Bazemore and Hardaway.
Well, if Bazemore's playing like this, should he be in the rotation?
No.
That's the question. Why?
Well, why is he in the rotation? Because they pay him that much money, they can't afford to put him on the bench. Yeah.
Well, Cephalosha, I think it's a wasted opportunity. They need someone to shut down Bradley Beal. He was... Yeah. In the first game, he didn't really do that much, did he? And Cephalosha didn't even play.
He scored 20 points, but yeah. He had
20 field goals.
Yeah.
1 point a field goal, you'd be happy with that.
Yeah, you can exactly, you can take that.
Shoot 100 field goals, shoot 80 field goals for the game, that's every field goal attempt, and you get 80 points, you'd be stoked with that.
Exactly. So, yeah, from this game, I think when they go back home, Tim, Dwight Howard's someone who's played much better at home for the Hawks than away, and that's just been a thing throughout his career. Like, when he was at Houston, he played a lot better at home. He never really struggled away from home. So I think Dwight Howard is going to be the king of the boards, Tim, at home, and I'm looking at Tim Hardaway to score highly, so he might be a good point of difference there.
Yeah, that's enough of this game, James.
Yeah.
There's not really much to talk about. I don't understand.
We'll just quickly mention the Wizards away from home.
Atlanta's been getting smashed. Marcin Gortat had the best game of his career.
Yeah. See, well, the Wizards only won 19 games on the road this year.
That's not great.
They were...
But they started poorly, especially on the road.
Yeah, exactly. But they won 30 games at home. So they made up their fortress at home. On the road, see, this is the big difference here. At home, they shoot 40.6% from three as a team, which is probably number one in the league, I would say, at home.
Yeah.
Maybe Golden State probably shoot a bit more.
Yeah,
but
Golden State probably do.
On the road, they shoot 34% from more attempts.
Yeah.
So that could be a key indicator here. The number of threes, if...
So Bradley Beal and John Wall, what are you trying to say?
Don't shoot as well on the road as they shoot at home.
And John Wall's been scoring 30 points and getting 15 assists.
Yeah. So
John Wall was already a must-have option.
Yes, does it make a difference?
Now Bradley Beal becomes a must-have. If Tabo Cephalosha is not going to get played, I think Bradley Beal is going to get off the chain.
When we talked about Bradley Beal and getting locked down, we did say it depends on Tabo Cephalosha.
He's not playing
a lot of minutes. He's played 4 minutes, and that's why. Because Dennis Schroeder can't even defend John Wall. So then they've got... Who's starting shooting guard? Tim Hardaway. Not much defense there, is there?
It's not fantastic. I want to move on to Boston, Chicago, because as you said, as you opened to the start of the show, you said it's done. 1-2 is done. 1-8 is done. 2-7 is done. Yes, 2-7 is done. Cavs.
Paces. Sorry, when I talked about 1-8 being done, I was thinking it was Cavs because Cavs always finish first, right?
Because Boston are the weakest one seed all the time.
Yeah.
But I think Boston still wins.
Yeah.
They got swept. They lost completely. Lost their home court advantage. But that's gonna spur them on more. They're gonna win this in seven.
I did tweet.
It's gonna be their championship title moment. If they win, look back on this. Look back on this radio show that will eventually become a podcast on the AlmightyBaller.com website
and download on iTunes. If you want to keep listening to us, you can do that.
Anyway, that wasn't a subtle plug at all.
No. Robin
Lopez has been astounding. 7 offensive rebounds in the first 6 minutes of the game is quite... Let's be honest. That's amazing. They would have taken about 12 shots and 6 offensive rebounds would have been... For 6 boards, would have... If they missed 6 shots, he would have got them.
Yeah. No, the thing is, we were talking about this, as part of the Almighty Ball Network, we have a big conversation, everyone. We talk about these games. I believe it was Dan... No, who said it? I can't remember who said it. But he said Robin Lopez was making everyone look like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He does.
They were making Robin Lopez look like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Because that's how good he was playing. He was dominating the glass, Tim.
Al Horford has not stepped inside the key this series.
We were watching Boston versus Chicago.
Boston team. Celtics, yeah, yeah, we were.
We were watching Boston versus Chicago.
Yesterday.
And it was interesting to note that Horford did get a couple of rebounds, but I think he was standing on the free throw line every single one he got.
They actually were.
So they're not contested. He's not fighting tooth and nail under the glass to get those rebounds. They're like the long rebounds that the guards kind of pick up. So, what does that provide for your team?
It doesn't. You can put a small forward out there and he's still going to get those rebounds.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. That's exactly my point. That's something that like James Harden picks up and Russell Westbrook gets boxed out for.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let's... With Boston moving away, they were a good home team, which is surprising that they did take those two L's to Chicago. But on the road, their numbers are, they're very similar. So they shot 37% at home from three, 35% on the road, which isn't a bad drop-off. You always shoot worse on the road, but that's not such a bad drop-off. Field goal percentage is 0.4 less. Reboundings, they average three less rebounds a game, which is a worry, because rebounding was already a struggle when they were at home.
They average three less.
Yeah, so that's a real struggle. They actually average less turnovers, and they average less assists per game. So, the thing is...
Isaiah Thomas just takes over, what you're trying to say.
Exactly. But they still managed to get 23 wins on the road, which is good. They only average 3 less points a game. So, this is going to come down to Isaiah Thomas, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah. I think the fact... See, James, we've got to get back to the roots of our show. Our show was built on the foundation of, yes, stats are good, but there's always the human element.
Yeah, exactly.
And the eye test that we look for. And it's hard to explain this, but I don't see Boston losing that first game. I don't see Boston losing the series.
Yeah, I can't. We can't.
95% chance says that they lose now. 95% chance. There's only a 5% chance that they win. And I still think they win.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because I just don't think that... So, Isaiah Thomas played well. No one else played well for the Celtics.
Jay Crowder, I think they're just having a bit of slump. What were they in playoffs last year? Like 6th? 5th?
Yeah, something like that.
I think for them, coming the first seed was probably the worst thing for them. They've got so much pressure now.
They're probably right. Everyone's like, yeah, exactly. You're the first seed.
You're first seed over the Cavaliers. You're now the favourites in the East to make finals.
They probably would have preferred to play Indiana. But it will count down the line if they win to get home court advantage versus like the Cavs and stuff in the Western East.
It will. But I think they will definitely take a learning experience from this. I still think that Jay Crowder will pull his finger out.
This is what I was going to say, Tim. What they need to do is someone like Jay Crowder needs to stand up during the game, and they need to get Boston to a point where they're not 17 points down in the last quarter, and they can let Mr. Fourth Quarter take over. Because if they're losing by, say, 2 or 3 points, Brad Stevens is a fantastic coach. He can draw up a lot of good plays to get Isaiah Thomas open, and he'll hit those shots. We've seen that throughout the year. That's what they need to do. So, for DFS, I'm locking in. I think Jay Crowder is a fantastic option, Tim.
He has to be. He has to pull his finger out.
Avery Bradley hasn't really done too much either.
That's the thing that I was going to allude to. Avery Bradley has missed a lot of games this season. Lot of games. I think he's only played about 40 to 50.
Yeah, he would have played only half the games this year.
It's not great. And they need to build him into playoff form. If they can get him up and going, 3-and-D, because he's a very good 3-and-D player.
Yeah.
If they can get him stealing on the defensive end, running it down the end, and dishing for threes, or running it home himself,
pulling it up,
they're going to be very hard to beat.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder, and then definitely Isaiah Thomas. Because Isaiah Thomas will score 28 points. Especially with Rondo, who's injured.
Yeah.
He's got...
out indefinitely, they said.
But broken left thumb, I think it was.
Yeah.
So Jerian Grant is nowhere near as good point guard as Rajon Rondo is. And that means Michael Carter-Williams has to play a lot of minutes too off the bench.
To be honest, James, I think Al Horford needs to go out there and grab 10 rebounds.
Yeah.
Can he double-double? He needs to go out and prove us wrong. He seriously does need to go out and prove us wrong. We've been talking... We've been hitting him hard, really. Yeah, we've been bashing him.
It's just he hasn't been good enough, Tim, as a centre.
He's good enough in other aspects, but not in his centre ability.
Offensively, he's a fantastic centre for the Celtics, and the offense is a lot better with him on the floor. But defensively, if you can't get the rebounds... So a defensive possession does not stop until you get the rebounds. So you can play all good defense, you can switch on them all, you can have the perfect scheme, but if you're not getting rebounds, there's no point to it.
Yeah. Well, my little tip here for the rest of this series is... Whenever it gets down to whoever wins the next game wins. So, for example, if Chicago do win and they're 3-0,
yeah,
for the next however many games there are in that series, I'm getting Dwayne Wade.
Yeah,
he's going to be Mr. Clutch for this team.
He'll be wearing black, all black too, Tim, for the funeral of the other team.
Him and Jimmy Butler are going to be big. They're going to go big. And Dwayne Wade is probably the cheaper option, and he's going to be Mr. Clutch.
Well, let me ask you this: would you get Jerian Grant and Michael Carter-Williams in your lineups? They're probably the cheapest players in the whole playoffs.
Jerian Grant, yes.
Because he'll be starting.
No. Jerian Grant, yes, because he's 5,000 in draft slots, the cheapest you can get. And you need
these two players.
You need to be able to generate some cash to get the bigger players.
Yeah, exactly. Because although you can't probably rely on...
There is no depth in playoffs.
Yeah, you can't rely on them to get big scores. Cash generation is more important at this point.
You need 50.
It's strategy.
You need 15. If they can get 20, if they can get 25, you're super stoked about that.
That's hard.
You're probably looking about 15 is what they're going to get. It's not great.
But if you can get 15 from them, you probably take it.
But then, see, you're definitely relying on your bigger players to go ballistic then.
Yeah.
Well, I actually went with that.
That's why you get LeBron.
I've got Jerian Grant and Russell Westbrook as my backcourt. So I need Russ to go off and get about 85.
Well, Tim, we'll talk about one more matchup in the East, because we're not talking about... the Cavs and the Pacers.
Toronto versus Milwaukee.
Now, this has been an interesting one, didn't I? Didn't I say Milwaukee would hang around, Tim?
Toronto have been wiped out in two games, and then Milwaukee's been wiped out in the other.
Yeah, they haven't been close games. They have not been close games. They were, actually.
The Milwaukee one was close.
Where they lost. No, where Kyle Lowry had a clutch shot.
That's what I'm saying, where Toronto won.
Yeah.
But in their two losses, they've been abysmal. They've been abysmal.
And they just
77 to 104 or whatever it was is... It's... In playoffs, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get away scoring 70 points in a playoff game. Not only once, Tim. Not only once. They scored twice. They scored under 80 points.
And our new...
Sorry, they scored 83. My bad.
Our new Twitter friend, Michael Randall, came up with a very good name. What was it? DeMar DeFrozen and Carsical Lowry.
Carsical Lowry. Yeah, frozen. Because they're so cold, they just cannot shoot. They
DeMar,
can't hit shots.
DeMar DeFrozen. That's a fantastic name.
DeRozan played pretty well in the first matchup, even though he only shot 33%.
He played terrible in that previous game. 77-104. He was 0 of 8 from the field.
See, Lowry shot 18% in the first matchup. He played a lot better in the win, the 6-point win. And then again, they scored 77 points against the Bucks. Can you honestly expect to win a game where you shoot, as a team, 33% from the field?
Well, I can tell you right now why they lost.
Why?
Serge Ibaka with 6 points and 3 rebounds.
They got to feed him the ball, Tim. He was fantastic in that win, and he was fantastic in the first game. They got to feed him the ball. I think he's probably their best option in the playoffs.
Patrick Patterson, 22 minutes, 3 points, 1 of 5. I don't understand what's wrong with him at the moment.
They're not getting much
production. He was a superior option throughout the regular season.
They're not getting much production off the bench. Corey Joseph.
Norman Powell, 12 points. No. They scored most of their points off the bench. DeLon Wright.
Yeah, but they're okay. They lost by 77. Tim, they lost by 30 points. They played more minutes than they should be playing.
DeLon Wright played 26 minutes with 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. He frankly shouldn't be playing that many minutes in the first place, but when Kyle Lowry, Icicle Lowry, and DeMar DeFrozen are not in good form, well, I mean, what else are you going to do? They rely so heavily on those two.
And they do, and that's where Serge Ibaka stood up in the first game, and he played quite well, and they still couldn't get the W. But I think they needed to just focus on him as a more important option throughout the game, because Kyle Lowry's not getting it done, Tim.
We talked about the stat last week on the show. It's, frankly, abysmal. 16% is what he shoots in player first round. It's super worrying. They have super worrying signs. They need to be scared, Toronto. They need to seriously be scared.
If you can't... Look, they can be a good regular season team, but if they cannot get out of the playoffs, does it beg the question, does Kyle Lowry have to move on?
Do they need... Yeah, does... Kyle Lowry, you've been fantastic for the Toronto Raptors.
In the regular season.
Exactly right. In the regular season. That's not where it counts.
Exactly.
You can be a Hall of Famer during the regular season, but if you don't get a ring, look at Carmelo Anthony. He went searching for rings because he didn't get one, because he just couldn't get himself there.
In New York, it's not probably the best place to go searching for a ring.
But it's frankly astounding what those two are doing there. Serge Ibaka needs to be given the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the only one who could show up at the moment, Tim.
What Ibaka thrives on is blocking a shot, running down the other end of the court, and then
hitting his 12-foot jumpers from the elbow.
Or the nice three-pointer, open three-pointer. They need to spread the floor. They need to run the floor. They need to change up what they've been doing. Dwayne Casey, I'm sorry, but it's not working. The length of the Bucks is tearing you apart.
It's causing him too many problems.
He's tearing you apart. Giannis cannot be stopped.
Well, it's not the length of the Bucks. It's just a Giannis. He's a one-man wrecking crew.
Well, he is. He's fantastic. Let's be honest. He's fantastic. If they redid the 2013 NBA draft and he didn't go pick one.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank God he plays in the East, because Houston doesn't have to worry about him unless they
have the funny thing is, he didn't even play that well. He got 19 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. That's all below his averages.
How many minutes did you play?
32.
Really?
All below his averages.
He just causes so many problems, I think, for them. Because he's so quick, you know, it takes 3 steps to get from halfway to the rack.
Do you know, put in a good performance, James?
Who?
Greg Monroe.
We talked about it. He was the key to the series, didn't we?
23 minutes, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 6 of 11 from the field. Shot a nice 54%. 4 of 4 from the line, 1 turnover. But he did get fouled out.
We talked about it, Tim. We talked about it. He's the...
Do you know what he was? Box score? Plus 17. Plus 17.
We talked about it, Tim. He's the key to the
John
series.
Henson,
key
James.
To the series.
John Henson. Not to be seen.
Not to be seen. Again, we did say... It's funny, because, like, it's just like, we've got our laptops, we've got our microphone. What else do we need to think about when we're recording? Oh, yes, we've got to remember to have our crystal ball there ready, because we can just predict everything that's going to happen in the NBA.
That's what we're banging on about, the human element. Stats say one thing, but they don't always mean...
If you look at the stats of Kyle Lowry, you'd think he's going to have a monster postseason. The NBA is as much mental as it is physical, Tim. You know, you need to have the attributes of, you know, being athletic and everything, being able to shoot. But you got to have the confidence, Tim, and you got to have it in your brain, exactly the action you're doing, the three-point.
The Carmelo Anthony favorite celebration of the three with the, you know, hitting your head.
Yeah.
Because it's all in his mind. He's not scared. He's not fussed. Interestingly enough, James, the man that we fondly know as the palm tree.
Noguera.
Noguera. has only checked in for 3 minutes in one game, in the blowout loss.
Yeah.
And he checked in for 1 minute in the other blowout loss. I think this is really... I'm struggling to understand this.
It's for...
During the regular season, yeah. As you... So, well, I'm not sure if we should repeat what you said, really. But
we thought Valanciunas had got up to some nasty stuff with Dwayne Casey's wife, Tim. We thought he'd offended him highly because Noguera...
Not we, you.
Noguera had been playing a lot of minutes.
I distanced myself from this claim.
He'd been playing a lot of like... He'd been playing him... Nah, it's just a joke, but he's like been playing... He'd been playing Noguera a lot of minutes.
Him and Valanciunas...
Bebe, it's much easier to say. We'll call him Bebe.
Him and Valanciunas were... No, palm trees, but he rolls off the tongue. Anyway, they were pretty much splitting the minutes at centre.
Yeah, so...
Like, Barker wasn't playing, but now Barker's moved to that small forward centre. And Noguera's just...
Center, you mean?
No, when they play... Sorry, when they play small ball.
Small ball centre.
Small ball centre. Yes. So Noguera's just completely been pushed out.
Yeah, Patrick Patterson's been getting a couple of minutes at centre too as well. So it's interesting. That's just an interesting adjustment to notice too. All right, so we're going to take a break.
Yeah, we've talked enough about the Eastern Conference, so we'll be take a quick break, put in some mad tunes, and listen to all the good stuff that Dash has in between this little break that we have here, and we'll be back shortly after with the Western Conference wrap-up.
That's how I'm feeling. I'm at the top of my game, you know what the deal is. Somebody order up me some more fucking mirrors. So fresh, so clean, how come this is so fucking easy? Yeah! Feeling good, feeling good. At the liquor store. Spend my money on these bottles, about to take them all. What I'm about to get into, I'll never know. So many plans, so many plans. I got several. ATM, check out the cash. Ate well, all of that. Are you rolling with me? It's so dangerous in this city. Your mom wouldn't like me. Your papa or your uncle either. He just needs his dime pieces. I'm such a wascally we wabbit. Have them treated for diseases. It's not my bad that I have it. Yo!
Hey, hey,
God
damn it. Hey, 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 hey.
Time bomb.
What the fuck?
Ooh, hey. I can't bring myself to follow.
Buzzed up in my hoodie, I stay getting pussy. Chocolate and vanilla pudding, I'm young Doogie Howser. Young Pookie is king of Powderhorn, I'm getting stupid. Can't possibly be better looking. Ooh, babe, what you do to me must be some good voodoo, babe. When solo, boo, you look just like a photo, babe. I can't say no, it's a problem, this is fatal, babe. Cause you a time bomb, babe. ATM, check out the cash, check, ate well, check, all of that, check, feeling good, check, already knew it, check, I'm about, check, getting to it, check, bad, bad boy, bad, bad boy, are you mad, mad boy, bad, bad young man, no, get ready to have your plans canceled,
that's how I'm feeling, I'm at the top of my game, you know what the deal is, somebody order up me some more fucking mirrors, so fresh, so clean, how come this is so fucking easy, yeah,
hey, 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 hey.
Time bomb.
What the fuck?
Ooh, hey. I can't bring myself to follow the rules. Hey. Come with me if you want to get on the news.
Hey. All right,
this motherfucking fuse. Chicka boom, chicka boom.
Hey. Hey.
I can't bring myself to follow the rules.
Hey. Hey.
Come with me if you want to get on the news.
Hey. Hey.
All right, this motherfucking fuse. Chicka boom, chicka boom.
And that was Prof with Time Bomb James.
Yeah, good track.
Fantastic track. I hadn't heard that before.
Let's get cracking onto the Western Conference.
The most important conference, as we like to say.
So, we'll start off with Golden State versus Portland, because they have been absolutely smashed so far, Portland, Tim.
Yeah, it hasn't been great. It hasn't been a great series, let's be honest.
I liked your tweet. I hope you enjoy your spoils, Portland.
Yeah. Well, I'm a salty Nuggets fan, James, so that's why. My tweet, just to make sure everyone gets the real thing, coming from a Nuggets perspective, my tweet was, I hope you enjoy everything you work so hard for this season, Portland. Enjoy your spoils with a couple of kisses after. Yeah, I thought it was a very nice tweet.
Not sarcastic at all.
No, not at all. If you read it at face value, if you read it at face value, it's a very nice tweet.
Yeah.
But then if you're a Nuggets fan, you're like, oh, it's being sarcastic. And they know what I mean. Because I'm hoping they're enjoying their spoils.
Piss off, team. Anyway, all right, let's go to let's talk about Portland. So Portland, it's odd, Tim. Portland are a completely different team at home. Look at the win differential here. 25 wins, 16 losses at home, 16 and 25 on the road. So it's funny, isn't it? The same record.
Yeah, I laughed. It was really funny.
Opposite. Yeah, flipped anyway. But they were really bad on the road this year, which is why they got absolutely smacked
or spanked.
I was trying to decide which one.
Pick one. Come on, guys, pick one.
Both are very good adjectives to describe what happened over there in Golden State. So let's use both. They got spanked and they got smacked. Both of them.
Klay Thompson smacked the backboard when he rejected. When Klay Thompson rejects you, you know you're in trouble.
All right, Tim. So at home, the Blazers average two more made three-pointers a game. It's an extra 6 points. That's always handy.
Yeah, it's good.
That turns into four more extra points per game.
That's right.
And they shoot a much better percentage from three. They shoot 4% better from three. And from the field, they shoot 2% better. So just good positive signs at home. Can they stop the Warriors juggernaut, Tim?
No.
No. So this is a good sign that they might have some productive players.
James, the thing that for this series that's been hanging on for me is if Jusuf Nurkić plays...
If he can he come back for a game? Could he? Could he possibly turn the series on its head?
Could this be the fairy tale? And guess what, James? He was upgraded to doubtful just 3 hours ago. Just 3 hours ago, he was upgraded to doubtful for game three. Does he play? I doubt it.
Could it be?
I don't think... What's the point of risking a big man who, frankly, has become a cult figure in Portland? Why would they risk him for game three when they know they're going to get smacked anyway?
Could it be game four? The fairy tale begins. They rattle off four straight wins. Could it be?
James, you're almost as naive as me.
Nah, look. The reason we've brought this up is because signs look promising for Dame and CJ. We must admit we were wrong with CJ. He's played quite well. He's taken a lot of shots and... they've really alienated the other three players on the floor at most times because they just haven't been able to do anything. So, look, at home, Dame and CJ should, their production will probably be, from these stats, it shows that they play even better at home, Tim.
Frankly, I have to give props to you, James. I did ask you at the start, who do you thought the biggest player of the series would be apart from KD, Steph Curry, Dame, CJ, and Jusuf Nurkić? And you whipped out the right answer in Draymond Green.
He's been very important to what the Warriors have done, Tim. Nearly got a triple-double the other day.
Nearly got a quintuple double.
He's the man.
Eight steals, five blocks. Yeah. He was close. He was bloody close. That would have been a stat line for the ages.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a big fan of the quintuple single.
Did he have a 5-5?
I'm not sure. I think he got five. No, he only got three blocks, I think. 8-3, maybe? Eight steals. No, maybe it was 5 steals, 3 blocks. Ah, I can't remember. But he did not, unfortunately, get the quintuple single, because I think he only got 3 blocks. Would have been stat line for the ages, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
20 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists or something, 9 assists, 5 steals, 3 blocks.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And you got about 60 in DFS. This is what we're all about here at the Waiver Wire, James.
We never forget our roots, Tim. We are a DFS podcast.
DFS at the roots.
So anyway, we're looking... When this series switches back to Portland's home turf, we're looking for CJ and Dame to... Do you reckon they can steal a game? For the home fans?
I'm
not sure that they can.
I don't think so.
But Dame and CJ are going to try anyway. So I think...
You're not going
to
stop Dame.
Yeah, I think they're a good option to... you can definitely have a look at them. Counting on the Warriors to continue their dominant display so far. So, Durant, Curry, Green, Thompson, they're probably the better options, I think.
Yeah, well, they have to be, James. The Warriors, when they score 110 points in the first three quarters and then they don't score for the fourth quarter because they're already up by 30 points... I think they have to be the better options.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you make of Andre Iguodala as an option? Kevin Durant didn't play the other game, and they didn't need him.
Yeah, that's why they rested him. But I don't think Iguodala, when Durant's playing, I don't think Iguodala's an option, because he plays, what, 25?
Yeah, about 25 minutes.
He's not, offensively, he's not valuable enough to the side. To your DFS side, that is. You know, he hits a couple of three-pointers, and he always makes them against Houston. Doesn't seem to make them against anyone else. But for DFS, his averages are like 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. It's not enough for what you dish out for him.
Nah, definitely not. Well, he's only about 8,000 or 9,000. I think he has to be left alone until probably the finals, like, yeah, full-on finals.
Where series. They focus on him a lot more.
Well, not when they focus on him a lot more, when the fact that there's not many other options and you need to pick on the right day who's going to be the best for the day, who's going to score more points than the other people at the same price point. Because you need to figure out your team. I can't wait for that finals when it's just one day, one game. You and me are going to clean up. We're actually going to clean up.
It sorts out the men from the boys, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're going to clean up like we did last year.
Yeah.
Absolutely going to clean up. That's why we started this podcast, I think.
Yeah, it did come from that.
We cleaned up in the playoffs.
And we thought, Tim, we're just generous people. We want to help others.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing now.
Gee, aren't we good boys?
Aren't we good boys? All right, Tim, let's talk about...
Apple 001 on Twitter.
Let's talk about my favourite series. Houston versus OKC. Now, this has been fun so far.
What, fun because you've won both games?
Yep.
Wait till Thunder win a game, you won't think it's fun anymore.
You'll think I'm worried about the Thunder, huh? Tim, okay, this is probably going to take up the next 20 minutes of our show so we can discuss this, alright? The other games aren't relevant, guys, don't worry about them. Jazz Clippers, we've talked about this.
There's rubbish, don't worry, Rudy Gobert's out, they're finished.
Exactly, there's no offensive output, it's too low scoring. Spurs, Grizzlies, same sort of thing, and Spurs, they've lost their one game now, so they're going to blow them out. That's it, that's done, that's finished, it's all over.
So you just wrapped up the...
We just wrapped up the other one, two games, Tim. So we've got 20 minutes now to talk about one thing. We're not talking about Houston. We're not talking about OKC, Tim. We're talking about one man here. I think you know who we're talking about. Russell Westbrook. Kanye Westbrook. And there's a reason we call him Kanye Westbrook, Tim.
What's that, James?
Because he has no friends and he wants to do everything all on his own.
He has one friend. The basketball.
That's what I was about to say. There was a feature on ESPN during the game. He talked about there's only one... Once you step on that court, you only have one friend, and that's Spalding. Now, that's very significant to him, because it signifies the way he plays, doesn't it?
He doesn't pass. Well, he does pass, but he expects you to get an assist when he passes.
Exactly. The Rockets were in... let's just say they're in big trouble in the first three quarters against OKC team. They were struggling. They were down... They went down by 12 points in, like, the first 3 minutes, and they held that lead for most of the first three quarters. The Rockets couldn't stay with him. And that was on the back of Stephen Adams was working well inside. Taj Gibson was working well inside. They were getting the ball. They were able to do things. Oladipo was, you know, running. He was playing point at some points. You know, he had the ball in his hands. He was moving around. Westbrook was hitting his shots, but he wasn't... You know, he plays recklessly a lot of the time. You know, he just runs down there and pulls up for his shot because he thinks, I'm the best player. I'm going to get this.
That's the thing, though.
He was playing smart.
It was working for him the first three quarters.
And Oladipo was, you know, getting some of the ball. They managed to... Tim, they were up by 15 points and they had Kyle Singler on the floor. Things were going smoothly.
Kyle Singler.
Doug McDermott was hitting threes.
Three from three, actually.
Then you move into the last quarter. Everything changed. Westbrook took 20 field goals. Tim, he hit 4 of them. There's a series of videos I saw after the game. Doug McDermott, who was 3 of 3 at that point from three, wide open on the 3-point line for Westbrook to jack a contested two. 2 steps inside the 3-point line, which Daryl Morey considers the worst shot in basketball, and I'm one of his apostles, I'm one of his disciples. So I've been converted to the analytics movement, so I agree with him. It's a bad shot.
Morey ball.
Especially contested. Houston just resorted to double teaming him because they knew he would just take the shot anyway. Doug McDermott, he was probably... When he was drafted to be a three-point shooter. Fantastic three-point shooter.
He actually got drafted to the Denver Nuggets, James. Funnily enough, didn't play a game for him.
He got drafted to get traded. But anyway.
It worked. Gary Harrison, Yusuf Nurse.
That was his strength. His strength was the outside shooting. And they thought it would translate well to the NBA. And it has. So I don't understand how you can trade, as OKC, you can trade for someone like Taj Gibson to play inside when you're not going to give him the ball. Doug McDermott, he's a three-point shooter. He doesn't need to have the ball in his hands, which is good for Westbrook because Westbrook's always going to have the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
But you've got to pass him the ball for him to do something.
Yeah, exactly right.
He's not one of those players who can be effective without the ball. You know, he cuts, he keeps moving, he's part of the motion offense. You know, he doesn't have gravity yet. He's not that established in the NBA that someone will have to follow him everywhere and that's going to change the way of the offense. He needs to be shooting that ball to change the way the offense is structured. Do you know what Westbrook's usage of, percentage is now, Tim? 52%.
Jesus Christ. That's actually...
It's not sustainable. He scored 50... What did he score? 50 points, and he had 13 rebounds and 13 assists. In the same game.
To be honest, for DFS purposes, fantastic.
It's fantastic game. You've got to get him. You have to have him, because he wants to do everything.
For OKC itself...
It's not good. It doesn't
work. Do you know what Russell Westbrook gets for that game, James?
Claps. Well done.
You get the claps. Congratulations. You took over your team and still wasn't good enough.
It's not that...
It should be a lesson to him. He should know this by now.
What? Okay, let's go back to...
Team play will always beat an individual like effort.
Let's go...
It just will.
Let's go back to last year. They had Kevin Durant and Ibaka, didn't they?
Yeah.
Now, they lost Durant and they lost Ibaka. You'd think they'd be losses.
And they lost James Harden. Don't worry about that.
That was a while ago.
And Reggie Jackson. Gee, what a lineup they had, just quietly.
Anyway, we'll continue on. They had Steven Adams, who was fantastic. He was the reason they beat the Spurs.
Yeah.
And he was the reason that they were damaging Golden State last year. So Steven Adams had his breakout game, and they were saying, you know, this is the next big thing. He's going to be awesome for them next year. So what's happened to him all of a sudden? There's Oladipo, who the media said, this is a fantastic, you know, dish. He can drive, he can shoot threes, he's a good ball handler, he's an upgrade over Deion Waiters. They were thinking, you know, they've got a pretty good lineup here. They've got Doug McDermott, who's an upgrade. They've got Domantas Sabonis, who's a very good three-point shooter and a very young, talented power forward. And they've got Taj Gibson now. Don't tell me he hasn't got talent around him. Don't tell me he hasn't got help. This is all on Westbrook, Tim. He doesn't utilize his teammates, and it's costing him at the moment.
Do you know what he says? I got no help. How?
How much more help do you need?
How would your teammates... Kobe Bryant didn't have help.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant actually did not have help.
And he had a 36%.
Allen Iverson didn't have help. It was his 34% or something. There's no excuse for this. This is just... I want to stick it to KD, Tim. I want to do everything. I want to put up a big stat line. He said... Do you see his comments in the press conference? No, I didn't. They said, Russell, how was your line? When you look at the box score, how do you rate your line? He said, fuck it. I don't care about my line. We lost. Bullshit. He cares so much about his stats. He cares that he can say, Kevin, I'm a way better player than you. The KD, I'm better than you reunion tour of Russell Westbrook will end with the Thunder losing in the first round. And I hope he's happy with that, because he has the team around him that they could be doing a lot better than this if he was happy to play in the team. James Harden is making his teammates better, Tim. Russell Westbrook's making him worse.
All
take that. I'm interested to see your take on this.
All I have to add to that is Russell Westbrook lost the game before he even turned up. His outfit was frankly terrible. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I was being serious, and then you sidetracked. Tim, talk. I want to hear your reaction.
I just had to bring that up.
I just want to hear your reaction.
No, I completely agree with you. I'm not a fan of Russell Westbrook. I don't like him. I frankly don't like him even more for the fact that he always cooks Denver. And that's probably the one case I've ever seen where individual effort does get you a W, because the Nuggets just can't seem to stop him. Now, when I say individual effort doesn't get you a win, you're thinking, oh, but what about Isaiah Thomas's fourth quarters, or what about Kobe Bryant's shot? That's in the fourth quarter. Yeah. It's not the whole game.
Tim Westbrook took 20 field
goals. The team
goals.
Builds you up for the rest of the game, and then you're there to take that shot.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's not for the whole
Russell Westbrook
quarter.
Does it the whole game. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not the whole game.
It's not a sustainable formula, is it?
If he's going to shoot 80, you know what, if he's going to shoot 80 field goals and score 51 points, you'd be stoked. You'd be absolutely stoked.
Well, I saw a statistic, Tim. It's not really a statistic. It's just a funny thing to mention. So if he made every field goal that he took, he would have scored 125 points against the Rockets.
That's
counting for threes and field goals. He scored 125 points if he made every field goal. That is not a sustainable formula, that you are taking that many shots that you could score 125 on your own and you're ending up with 50.
It's alright, 125 points though. That's probably what he's thinking.
That's probably what he wants.
Do you know what he has? He has the gambler's mentality.
Yeah, double down. I can get this back.
He doesn't think, look at what's the potential of losing?
Yeah.
He just goes, this is what I get. This is what I stand to win. Why would I not do it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you mean. He goes down the floor and he thinks, I can hit this, you know. If I hit this, it gets rid of everything my problems.
Say this is roulette. We're playing roulette here. You're down $2,000 already. You think, I'll put another $2,000 on 36 red or black, whatever it is. I can't really remember. I think it's 36 black.
It's red.
And, oh, okay, I was right in the first place. And they go, he's like, this is, if this hits, it's a 1 in 36 chance, which frankly is crap. If this hits, all my problems are solved, and I make a profit.
Exactly.
He doesn't think, if I lose, I'm now down $4,000. It's, I'm now up, whatever it is.
Yeah, gets ahead of himself. Times two. He gets ahead of himself.
It's,
and he thinks, but the thing is, the way that he thinks about things, it's that,
it is red. It is red. Yeah.
The thing is, he goes down the floor and he thinks, I can hit this jumper and I'll win the game for the team. He doesn't think, oh, that's a hard jumper, you know, if I miss this, we probably haven't got another chance. If I rush the clock and everything,
maybe I'm not best suited for this shot.
Doesn't think about things that way, Tim, and it's really affecting the team. So that's... sorry, I've ranted about Russell Westbrook for like 15 minutes. But anyway...
There's one man I wanted to talk about.
Could I just say quickly? For DFS...
You have to get him.
The way he's playing, it's bad for the team. They'll probably end up losing the first round series to the Rockets. They're down 2-0. They'll probably lose.
But you have to get him in DFS. You have to get him in DFS. Now, there's one man that I want to talk about, James. I know he's close to your heart, and I've been converted, James. I've been converted to the Church of Patrick Beverley.
Thank you.
I've been converted.
We pray. We get down on our knees, Tim, and we pray to the Wolverine every day.
I'm frankly been converted. I did like him. He's one of those players that if you're a Houston fan, you're infatuated with him.
He's the man.
And if you're a fan of basketball and not the Houston Rockets, you hate his guts.
Yeah.
I frankly am not a fan of the Houston Rockets, but I still like him. He plays hard.
Yeah.
He is probably the first person to ever out-hustle the Brody.
Yeah, he out-hustled, exactly, Timmy. He out-hustled the Brody, and that takes a lot of effort.
I rate Patrick Beverley, and I rate him in DFS too. He had a superb game. The fact that he got knocked out by Stephen Adams. Well, not he wasn't concussed.
Have you seen Friday, the movie?
Yeah.
He got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, he didn't actually get knocked out, but he just played dead, got up, and then hit three threes. And he loves playoffs.
And he hit a huge three when the Rockets came back from those 25 points down. Not 25, I'm thinking of the Cavs. The Rockets were 15 points down. They came all the way back, 2 points left, 2 points up with 4 minutes left in the last quarter. Biggest shot of his career, team. And he hits it.
And
he drills it.
The Wolverine. Frankly,
yeah. We talked about his little celebration. I'm a little team.
Yeah.
15 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. 6 of 9 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. What more can you ask for, Tim?
Get him in your DFS lineup. He's only about 8,000, I think.
Yeah. What more can you ask for? And then James Harden just didn't have a fantastic shooting game to set off early, but still managed to get to the 35 points from 7 made field goals.
Frankly, I think that Russell Westbrook versus James Harden argument for DFS purposes, you need to get Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
Because they don't count points accounted for in DFS.
Yeah, that's where Harden makes his money, Tim.
Yeah, he averages like one more point accounted for than Russell Westbrook.
But can I just say, didn't I say Roberson, you can get him?
Yeah.
12 points and 8 rebounds. Two steals and 3 blocks.
Played two good games.
He's a very good handy. He's a handy, very handy.
Especially because D'Antoni's game plan is let's leave Roberson open and let him do whatever he wants. So, it's not bad. James, I think we've talked enough.
Tim, I'm heated. We need to take a break and we'll come back after this.
No, before we have the break, James, if you're an aspiring basketball player, and you're aspiring power forward especially, look no further than OKC's Taj Gibson. Just watch a highlight package. Post moves with Taj.
I do love Taj.
Post moves with Taj. He has the footwork down pat. He will destroy you in the post. If you think you're going to bite on... I'm a good defender. I'm not going to bite on his pump fakes. Frankly, you're dreaming.
You're dreaming.
He's going to put you in the spin side.
Ryan Anderson, I was like, whoa.
Taj Gibson. That's going to take us to the break. Post moves with Taj.
We'll be back after this is our final break, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Bodies buried underground, native bones scattered under Canterbury Downs, cranberry diamonds in the crown, knights on the town, angel of death in the nightgown, the devil on the prowl, holy mackerel, we still in shackles, fields our nose tackles, streets full of buckwheats, little rascals, alfalfa was half black though, they say it's better but it's only getting worse, runaway slaves and not running late for work, master got your face in the dirt, like the boss man got your face buried in that paperwork, social injustice infrastructure, you ain't nothing but another social security number, We ain't buying what y'all selling us. If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I tell them cuss.
Haceré que volar, ya tuve como este tren. Este ojo son talla, otro sigo son nivel. Este mundo está jodido, los bolsillos están vacíos. Esta mierda está peor y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío.
Toxicity, I'm talking toxicity. Death around the corner, every one block proximity. Cops on the enemy block like centipedes. Ain't changed since the 18th century. Whips and chains that explain our identity. Cell phone tower, bang bang, brain injury. Teachers never paid attention to me. Graduated high school, shake the penitentiary. Prison pipeline designed to keep us in line. IRS robbed me blind on my W-9. Whatever happened to no taxation without never mind. Ain't no representation for our kind. They blind to the facts, whether white or black. The government gotta kick me signing all our backs. Welcome to slave land, home of the caveman. Where cash is king and the queen got a spray tan.
Haceré que volar, ya tuve como este tren. Este ojo son talla, otro sigo son nivel. Este mundo está jodido, los bolsillos están vacíos. Esta mierda está peor y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío.
Esto otra cosa, irá con vía rosa. Lo que tiro con mi lengua es el plomo que te quema. Borinquen en mi vena, pana pen batata. Rima como el café, saco la nata. Isa la flaca, get em up, levántate. Always got mine, lo mío siempre. If you can't see, póntate los lentes. Libre trabajo hasta knocking out your dientes. On the beach with Lottie, Stacey Fuentes. Hit the level, black diamonds pa' mi gente. Represente, esto Cuba, Puerto Rico y la Yuma.
And that was Mooja Messiah with Pyre Expedition. Another funky little track to you. Dash Radio pumps out some funky tunes, James.
Absolutely.
They genuinely pump out some funky tunes.
All right, Tim, we're back to wrap it up. So you might be thinking, wrapping it up, we still got games to talk about. We're refusing to talk about the Clippers and the Jazz because it's irrelevant.
No, I think we just need to say one thing and one thing only. Without Rudy Gobert, the Utah Jazz are in licorice all sorts.
They're in all sorts.
They're a bag of Pascals. They're a bag of Pascals.
They're in big strife.
I just can't believe it. The fact that Rudy Gobert played 30 seconds.
It leaves the door open for DeAndre Jordan to work. It does. But Maurice Spates really gets the job done, I think, for them.
Anyway, James, I think it's time for us to say our DFS players of each game, and then we'll get out of here early. So, first off, we got Cleveland versus Pacers, James. Who have you got from that game?
Well, for the last matchup, because I think the Cavs sweep them again.
Last game.
I'm saying LeBron James is a must-have. It's not just you should be thinking about him. I'm saying you have to have him in your lineup. He just comes up clutch in the playoffs.
For me, it's Paul George. Still have to have him. He's going to fight till the death.
That'll be a big game. That'll be a big lineup. It's you got to find some cash to try and kind of generate around them. So I think CJ Miles' team might be a good cash generation option. And Lance Stevenson.
Good song, buddy.
Shout out Nicki Minaj.
All right, James. We're on to Washington versus Atlanta. Who's your
Dwight has a big game. I think Dwight has a big game.
Yeah, I think John Wall is. You can't go past. Seriously can't go past him in that game.
He's cooking Dennis Schroeder at the moment, and there's nothing you can do to stop
Dennis Schroeder. Definitely the cheaper point guard option at 12,000 in draft slots. That's 6,000 in DraftKings and FanDuel. Superb option at 6,000 for that game, especially for that game.
And Tim Hardaway, Tim. I don't mind Tim Hardaway either.
Yeah, don't mind Tim Hardaway.
Boston, Chicago,
James. It's really interesting because Jimmy Butler. Do you reckon he bounces back? I think Dwayne Wade is the most important person in this series.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade will have more of an influence with Rajon Rondo out. He'll have a lot of the ball because Jerry and Grant and Michael Carter Williams will play. I think you can look at them to create some value, Tim.
I think Dwayne Wade is the must-have.
I think Dwayne Wade will have a lot of the ball in his hands.
What do you reckon from the Boston side? Do we go Isaiah Thomas? Do we go Jay Crowder, Avery Bradley?
I like Jay Crowder, I think.
You like Jay Crowder? Yeah. I like Jay Crowder as well. And the final one, James. The big one. The Toronto versus Milwaukee series.
Ibaka.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew you were going to say it. I have to say it too.
From the
big question, James.
For the Bucks, I'm liking Greg Monroe.
Me too. The big man. The question that I have to ask you here, just quickly, is do you skip on Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan in your lineup?
Yes.
Yes?
They're too expensive for what the output that they've been putting out, Tim. I cannot justify to you in any terms how they could
not
possibly...
Not even with the eye test, could you justify?
No, I could not possibly say to you that there's any way you can get Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan into a lineup. They're just not worth it at their price.
All right, James, Paul and Golden State. Draymond Green has to be. It has to be Draymond Green.
Draymond will cause them a lot of trouble with the way he plays. You know, he's a little troublesome man of a power forward. Portland are struggling with size. And without Nurkic, they're really in a little bit of strife in the rebounding department.
Yeah, in the rebound. They don't have a center. When you're starting Noah Vonleh at center, you're in licorice all sorts.
Yeah,
you're a bag of Pascals.
And Zaza Pachulia hasn't been playing many minutes. So
JaVale McGee, the best role player in the NBA.
Draymond Green's been getting a lot of minutes at the center. So he's definitely a good option for that series, I think. What about from Portland?
I think we'll give Evan Turner another go. I don't think he's a must-have, but I think it's a good opportunity for Evan Turner to show what he's got. I think we give him another chance.
Yeah, because they're playing... The Warriors and the Blazers are playing tonight. And there's... there's not many games on that slate. So there's only the... There's actually the four games tonight.
Gee, that was wrong.
I think Evan Turner might be handy because, look, Spurs Grizzlies...
Spurs Grizzlies.
All right, Tim. Well, let's talk about Spurs Grizzlies. Who are we liking from here?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge and Zach Randolph for me, dude.
Zach Randolph.
That's an interesting thing, Tim. Zach Randolph was another man that I'm liking. David Fizdale has said this is an important thing to know. David Fizdale has said I can't get him the minutes he needs off the bench, so he's going to be starting from now on.
I think so. JaMychal Green has been a good player, but
Playoff's time, mate. It's time for the big fella to come through.
And James, who have we got quickly in Utah versus the Clippers?
I'm going with Blake Griffin.
I'm going with Chris Paul.
Yeah, well, they're the ones you got to have. And from Utah, I'm going with Joe Ingles.
It has to be Joe Ingles. The people have listened. He was in 60% of lineups last season, last game. So thank you to everyone who listens to the show, James, because they've been listening. 60% of teams he was in. 60%.
He's a moneymaker. All
right, James.
And we're forgetting one more. Houston versus OKC, Tim.
Russell Westbrook.
It's got to be Russell
Westbrook.
It has
to be Russell Westbrook.
And what about from Houston? I'm going with Patrick
Beverley. I was about to say the same thing.
You know what?
No. Two great minds think alike, don't they, James?
All right. He's been dominating the board.
It's time for us to get out of here, James. This has been your boys, Tim and James, from The Waiver Wire. Find us on Twitter at TheWaiverWire1. Just quickly, email address, aflhabit@hotmail.com.
Yeah, send us an email.
If you frankly want to send us some hate mail, well, that's all right. We'll get back to you.
You can send it to personal emails as well, jameslayer1@hotmail.com. Send us an email. We'll feature you on the show. You can send us a DM on Twitter as well.
Yeah, if you want to get featured on the show, send us a Twitter DM. We'll talk about you.
We're happy to oblige.
We usually talk about anyone that messages us because we kind of run out of things that are interesting in our lives to talk about.
We'll be happy to feature you on the show send us a message.
We'll be back on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time.
Tim, as I've said throughout the radio show, you're an adult. You can work out your
own. And that's enough from us here at The Waiver Wire. We'll see you all on Wednesday.